In a previous halacha, we discussed the law of reciting personal prayers in the blessing of Shema Keleinu and Shemene Esrei. We will discuss a number of additional aspects with regards to this personal prayer that is recited. Regarding what one should pray for, we already discussed in the previous halacha that one can pray for whatever one wants, and it can be prayers on behalf of the private individual or on behalf of the public without restriction. What language can one pray in? Must it be in Hebrew? Can it be in Spanish, in English, in any language that you know? So it's spread in several Svarim and Paiskim, the Yaros Dvash, of Rabbi Yehonas and Eibeshitz, and the Mishneh Brura, Chai Adam, and others, that one can pray in any language that one desires. The main thing is that the prayer should come from the bottom of the heart. That's the main focus. So if you want to pray in English, you can pray in English. Nonetheless, somebody who has equal expression in Lashon HaKodesh should obviously prefer the holy language Lashon HaKodesh in place of another language. But in a case where he's breaking his lips in trying to say it in Hebrew, then he should say it in the language that he speaks, that he's fluent in. Another question: should one say the words, verbalize this personal prayer, or only in his thought should it be thought of? Here too, the Pesukim emphasize that one is actually to verbalize the words and not just to think them in his thought. There is no interval involved in one doing so, even though he's speaking personal prayers in a different language than Hebrew. It's disputed amongst the Pesukim regarding whether one can write a set dialect of his personal prayers, which he will say every single Shemene Esrei. Instead of having to rethink the prayers each Shemene Esrei, he writes for himself in the Siddur a set dialect. Is that permitted or not? It's disputed amongst the Pesukim. Some Pesukim hold it's forbidden to set an additional set dialect to the blessings, and personal prayers are only permitted when they are said in one's own words, while other Pesukim don't take issue with one doing so. Practically, it's best not to say a set nosach, a set dialect daily, and rather one should only say it on occasion or should say a different dialect each time he says the prayer. Regarding things that one should pray for, it's brought down the Chai Adam and the Mishneh Brura that it's proper for one to daven daily on behalf of his livelihood, and that the words of Torah do not cease from the mouth or the mouth from his mouth or the mouth of his children, that all of his descendants be true servants of Hashem. One should daven for his children, for their spiritual and physical health. It's brought down in Sifrei Kabbalah and recorded in the Magen Avraham in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe in chapter 119, Halacha 2, that in each prayer of Shema Keleinu, one is to confess his personal sins. He should say, Chatasi Avisi Prashati, I have sinned, I have been negligent, and he should then request his sustenance from Hashem. And it's brought down that even somebody who Baruch Hashem is doing well financially should daily request from Hashem his parnasah. Another detail, when davening on behalf of another in one's personal prayers of Shema Keleinu, the Magen Avraham and the Alter Rebbe record that you must mention his name, meaning his name and his father's name in the prayer. Or if it's for refuah, then you mention his name and his mother's name in the prayer. It's not just enough to assume God knows who I'm talking about. It's part of the Pesukim that even one who's davening for his father shouldn't say my father, but he should actually mention his father's name. And if it's for matters of health, then he should mention also his grandmother's name, his father's mother. This concludes the halachas discussing the personal prayers in Shema Keleinu. And once again, this area is the window that we have to express our personal requests from Hashem and makes our tefillahs very personalized.